that should almost be a legislative decision to make.
Well, then I would say we have to wait a while to get that. If we wait for that, we are not ready to move on this bill Tuesday.
I'm ready to move on this bill Tuesday.
I just wanted to tell you.
No, I'm not going
to
wait for that.
Well, I don't want to wait either, but could we get an indication at least of what their present thinking is? That was what my
question. Well, their present thinking is to raise it 1% above the current authority, isn't it?
Like
yes, sir, we will. We are requesting, originally we asked you to raise the ceiling 1% from the present ceiling.
From the present ceiling.
And you're prepared to handle it 1% above the present ceiling?
Yes, sir.
And that means that you would exercise authority that you haven't exercised already, plus 1%.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's all. So the point is, there are some, they haven't exercised the total authority. For some of those loans, they will raise above 1%. Are you raising the loans above? Are you going to raise some of those loans 1.5 that you haven't exercised authority, and others 1%? Or are you going to raise them 1% period?
Those loans, we're asking for the ceiling to be raised on the 6.2s. That would give us a little more flexibility than 1%, but it is our intention to raise loans 1%
period. According to the projection you gave us the other day.
That's right.
All right. You still will have some unused authority
that
you could still use.
Yes,
some of that could be as much as 0.5%. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
I'm prepared
to move on Tuesday.
Well, Madam Chairman, up to now, you have not raised all loans uniformly.
No, sir.
And that was the, I guess, the crux of my question. You don't intend to rectify that in balance in rates or in raises in rates that has gone on in the past?
Now for, I guess, any number of reasons. The basic rates we're looking at are the ones that are in the portfolio of 6.2, 6.7, and 8.2. The 6.2s loans really are, and it's difficult to match them up because there was a lot of sinking fund money that should not have been moved, that was moved over to fund those loans, but they're basically paying for themselves, except that group,
that's
contributes the heaviestly to the principal mismatch problem that we're facing with. The 6.7s and the 8.2s are not paying the cost of the bonds that we use to make those loans. And so there is a difference there, but what we intend to do is just take the rates presently exist and move them all up 1%. So there'll still be a variance in there. The 6.2s will go to 7.2, the 6.7s will go to 7.7, the 8.2s will go to 9.2.
So at the present
time, we're not trying to equal that out at this time, because if we tried to target one group, such as the 8.2s, and make them pay the full cost of this, I think the 8.2s, if they were targeted, they would have to be increased to approximately 20%.
Well, I understand, but at the present time, then you're working on a mix of the flat rate 1% to everybody, plus what's already been done, which has been based on what the cost was rather than a flat increase.
Yes, sir.
So it's really a combination now.
It's a combination, yes, sir.
But in the future, you intend to go with the same amount in all of them.
Yes, sir. And that, I feel, is most equitable and affects most veterans in the least harmful way. Any raise is going to have an impact on people, and to try to reduce that as much as possible, it seems the most equitable.
Well, that's our question.
Okay, thank you very much. I do want, I do have to take up, thank you.
May I ask if there were any other questions?
I don't think so.
Will you have your staff here next week?
Mr. Gruber, the deputy director.
I'd like to have your phone number so we can get a hold of you between now and then. If we need to, if there are questions.
I'll call that.
Appreciate
back.
That. Thank you very much. I want to take up a confirmation reappointment. Mr. Hess from Medford has come, and I'd like to take 10 minutes. And I would say to the telephone people, I'm sorry, we're going to have to reschedule 2842 and 2200. I think you've got to understand we had a $5 billion problem. in front of us here. And it's important for this committee to know what we're going to do about that issue. So we'll schedule the telephone bills both next Thursday.
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Mr. Hess? Sorry for making you wait so long, but I hope you understand about the kind of press of the time we're in, and the kind of press we, the timeline we get squeezed in from the sessions that push us up to 1 o'clock, and we have to really delay. So, Mr. Hess comes from Medford, and he's being asked to serve again as a reappointment to the Apprenticeship and Training Council for a 4-year term. And I guess I'd like you to share in just a few minutes what your experience has been, why you think it's important, why the Apprenticeship Training Council is important, and what you're able to do as a member of that council.
Well, I have been involved in the apprenticeship program for 25 years, serving through apprenticeship myself, inside level apprenticeship. I have just, of course, completing 4 years on the State Apprenticeship Council. I do manage or own and manage a company that employs apprentices. I am a member of the local apprenticeship committee, so I have been involved in the apprenticeship. Of course, on the State Apprenticeship Council, it includes all of the apprenticeful trades in Oregon. So it's a little broader view and a broader responsibility. I have enjoyed my 4 years on there. I think that we have been, some new programs certainly developed in those 4 years.
Well, how do you interact the Apprenticeship Council? Does it either locally or the state level or coordinate with the new job councils that are around? Do you work it all together, and how does that fit?
Well, we work in creating, on a local level, there are new trades that come up, apprenticeful crafts that are developed. Sometimes they're a combination of other crafts, or there is some new technology that requires development of a new trade. Those are normally presented by the local committees to the State Apprenticeship Council, and of course must be approved by that council before they can be implemented. So the local committees do, in fact, keep correspondence with the state committee.
So how many kind of, speaking of expanding the kinds of trades, have you done, how many, are we talking about one or two or three a year, or half a dozen, or what other number?
Many more of review of standards or change of existing programs, encompassing new technologies and so on. I can't say how many. There's some 300 and some principal crafts within Oregon right now. So. And each of those require review, on an annual, normally an annual basis.
Madam Chair, Mr. Hess, do you think that the council and the apprenticeship program are worthwhile? Are we getting value received for the dollars that are going into it? And I don't mean just state dollars, which are very few, but the industry's dollars and other organizations that are contributing.
Oregon has been recognized as a leader in the apprentice program or within the skilled crafts nationwide. So, yes, I see we're proud of our skilled workers, and we're trying out, of course, through the last few years, some of the construction trades, of course, have almost, been stalemate, but that has been turning around and moving forward. Yes, very much. I support it.
I guess your willingness to continue on the council is an indication that you think it is doing a worthwhile job. I'm sure you have other things to do. It seems to take busy people to get jobs done.
For the questions, thank you. We don't have a quorum to move your... Senator Dave, for the reappointment of Stephen R. Hess from Edward to the Apprenticeship Training Council.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I just want to say I appreciate your service on there, sir, and I'm sorry that you probably think this is the Mad Hatter's hearing today that we promoted, and I appreciate you staying, and I will tell you that we are thankful you have people like you on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Carol, call the roll, please.
Senator Dave.
Aye.
Senator Frye, Senator Simmons.
Aye.
Senator Otto, Senator Cohen.
Aye. Okay, one more.
What do you got?
Yes, we have Diane House. It is Diane. As reappointment to the Rutger Board. And again, Diane, we apologize for keeping you here this long. You are from Beaverton and you've served one term
right.
on the electrical board.
Or 3-year term.
Do you find it interesting and how, and I guess tell us a little bit about what you think you've been able to do and how it works. I'm not that person.
I think serving on this particular board is one of the most challenging experiences I've ever had. And I come from outside the industry, so learning my way around the industry has been extremely difficult and has taken a lot of time on my own. A tremendous amount of reading material, understanding issues, understanding the statutes, understanding the relationship of the statutes and the rules and the various statutes, portions of the statutes to each other. The licensing, there are many facets to this particular industry. I leave board meetings exhausted but very satisfied.
Madam Chair, I notice you represent the underwriters. Is Oregon Fair Plan similar to Underwriters Lab, that kind of thing?
No. The Oregon Fair Plan is a nonprofit association supported by the insurance industry. And our responsibility, we are charged by statute ORS 735 to provide fire insurance to property owners in the state of Oregon who are unable to purchase fire insurance through the regular market.
Sort of an assigned risk type.
Typically old hotels and old large dwellings and unprotected, no fire protection.
So by underwriters and insurers, it refers to insurance underwriters.
An insurance underwriter.
I was thinking of something like the Underwriters Lab, and we didn't have.
I'm really pleased that you've come away as that you feel like you've been trained. I mean, I sort of feel like I've been trained as a lawyer, just my exposure here, and I think I can identify with what it is to take up a very complicated and complex new arena, and you could probably go out and be an electrician if you had to.
Well, I don't know about that.
Senator Day, you have any questions?
No, I just like to move the appointment.
Yes, I'm really, we always try to get, we always talk about having public members who are not directly familiar with the particular regulated industry and for public members to really take an interest and know or learn about what they're doing, I think is really a credit, and I want to urge you to continue, and I think I'm pleased, and I'd solicit a motion to...
Well, Madam Chair, I would move the recommendation, approval of your confirmation of the floor, particularly since she apparently doesn't live quite in my district, the company's in my district, so at least
okay.
She works there.
Good.
Right, I live I'm in Washington County. My residence is in Washington County, but I work in the city of Beaverton.
Yeah, you're north of...
Despite that fact, Mrs. Barr.
Your home is north of the DB Highway.
Right.
No.
Don't ever lie to say that you got more questions on where you lived than what your responsibilities are. But I'm impressed and pleased, and I really thank you for being willing to serve us. Okay. Carol, you call roll on Senator Simmons' motion to reappoint, to confirm the reappointment.
Aye.
Senator Frye, Senator Simmons.
Aye.
Senator Ryan, Senator Cohen.
Aye, thank you.
Is that it?
Well, we could take final action on...
I believe Senator Otto would like to...
It's not this one.
It isn't this one?
It's another person.
Okay, that's fine, I'll move the appointment of...
Reappointment of Raymond Sullivan.
Sullivan to the floor of the fair board.
Okay, Senator Day moves a reappointment of Raymond Sullivan as a reappointment to be confirmed to the electrical board.
Now, I move that with the...
We'll check.
If there is objection, I'd want it brought back.
Yes,
okay.
I understand that. Carol, call the roll, please.
Senator Day.
Aye.
Senator Frye, Senator Simmons.
Aye.
Senator Ryan, Senator Cohen.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you, and we'll check that one out. Thank you, we are adjourned.
Well, are they going to...
I really do, thank you.
Okay, anyway.